Oh, we're recording. Okay, so what's your love language? And how do you think you love?
Well, I had to think about, like, how I fell in love with the certain men that I fell in love with. And I fell in love with them because they serviced my needs.
They serviced your needs. So you, like, you're more of a gift giver. Like, you appreciate love when it's in forms of gifts and in service.
Definitely. Okay. Definitely. But I fall in love with the adventure. So if, like, I fell in love with Robert because I fell in love with him.
And it was dangerous.
Because, yeah, he was dangerous. And the adventure.
Oh, yeah.
I fell in love with him in his vehicle because we stayed in the car. Oh, yeah. We riding everywhere. He taking me everywhere. And it was just like, Alexis, what you want to do? It's all about you. You want to go to the mall today? If you know he did something wrong, you know what I mean? He would make it up with gifts and flowers. And, you know, it was hard to resist. It was hard to say no to those gifts. It was hard to say no to that. And, you know, it's just, you know, if my tires are, you know, if they're old or they need to be, you know, if they need new tires, hey, let me go get you some tires. You know what I mean? That made me be all the way feminine. I had no choice. Because he made me surrender subconsciously, you know what I mean? Like, I surrendered to his needs, you know what I mean? So, like, it's just interesting to know, you know, definitely doing different things and experiencing different things with each other will make you fall in love with them because you bond.
I remember, Yeah, definitely. Honestly, I think about really being in love, and I think about back our, like, past relationships, and, you know, honestly, by the definition of how I define love now, I've never really been in love, like, with anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because it's just so much deeper to me, and I was just so in a headspace. Like, I was in a really limited space, and, like, you know.
You're so right.
Right now, like, I'm just... I feel like love is so unlimited, and I'm a different person. I'm an unlimited person.
Definitely.
So, like, the fact that I used to have caps and capacities to love somebody, that's gone.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, I have the ability to love someone infinitely. Like, you know.
But definitely, you can definitely love somebody infinitely, but I know that I don't love people unconditionally. Like, I love people, like, I love motherfuckers with conditions. Like, it's conditions with my love. And I don't know if that's... Like, I don't know, like, I only have unconditional love for, like, my mom, my sister, you know what I mean, my close friends, but I can't say that I could, I don't know if I can say I would ever love a man unconditionally.
I don't know, like, honestly, I think that's a part of
it. It's something I want, but I don't know if...
Maybe it's fear speaking. I think it's fear, like, you know, because what do you say, it's conditions... to, you know, to love, like, it's meaning, like, you're not fully submitting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you constantly...
But it's just like, what if this man beats me? Like,
then that ain't love, though.
It ain't.
If he's putting his hands on you, that's not love.
That's not love. And that's where we go wrong, because that's not love.
That's not.
Love isn't pain.
Love does not equal pain. Like I said, they be always trying to compare some love to shit that don't have nothing to do with it. Pain, money, that like that shit. Love does not reside with certain things, and love can coexist with certain things. Love does not coexist with pain.
Gotcha. But I kind of think it does, though, because I feel like one day if that person dies, you're gonna feel pain.
That's different. That's grief.
That's not pain. Yeah, it isn't pain. It feel like
it's grief, it's painful.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha.
Pain is being emotionally abused.
Yep.
Pain is physical abuse.
Right.
Pain is being cheated on. Lied to, infidelity.
Yep.
Pain is distrust. Mm-hmm. Pain is being dishonored and disrespected. Pain is going against vows that were promises that were you know, made to you. That's right. What pain is.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And you have to really put an eye on that. Pain is like unnecessary ass jealousy, insecurity. Yep. That's pain.
That is
issues
pain.
That are beyond you. Because yeah. It's always something that ain't got nothing to fucking do with you.
No.
Things that are there to hurt you, to harm you, to take you down, not for you to grow.
Yeah.
That is pain.
Exactly.
And
it's definitely, girl. And it's like, that's why it's so good to establish communication.
Yep. Motherfucker keeping shit from you. That's pain.
That's pain. Definitely. And you're so right. Thank you for allowing me to understand that. You know what I mean? Because, like, you really are programmed out here to think that, yo, you know what I mean? Love, like, you're going to have to deal with some pain.
No, you're not.
Mm-mm.
No, you're not. You ain't got to deal with pain. Love and pain do not exist. And so many people believe that. Like, and that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie, girl.
Like, but I can never say.
And that motherfucker don't love you.
I can never say that I would. I can never say that I've hurt my sister or my mom. I can, because I love them. So I would never talk to the next step. I would never do anything to hurt them.
That's insane.
I would never do anything for them to be put in harm's way. I might say some stuff out of my mouth that was not, you know, wasn't right, but I would never hurt them.
Yeah.
And that's love.
And that's love. That's love, regardless of what you, I would never hurt you, I would never bring no pain upon
but
you.
People don't really love
not
out
with
here.
Intent, like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's the thing.
I might have done some things to me.
Out of error, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Out of unintent, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to intentionally hurt anybody that I love. I wouldn't do anything to hurt them.
No, nope, exactly.
Know? Like, lying and shit, like, nah. You know? And that's the thing, like, you know, that's why I don't play that shit with the relationships, men. That's a lie. That is a lie.
Yeah, girl, it is a lie. It's a big lie.
Know what the hell to do and what not to do. Men know. Yep. They know better.
Girl, I remember the first boyfriend I ever had.
Yeah.
Like, and that young man loved me because he never lied to me. He never hurt me. He never did anything to make me feel less of a woman. He never made me feel ugly. This man changed his classes to be in all of my classes.
Aww.
He paid for all of my school trips, all of my school lunches, and I didn't even have to ask.
Wow.
I will never forget Denopoli Rose. He showed me, girl, like, how a man's supposed to treat me, girl. Like, and I promise you, when it feels good, when you've been in that type of relationship, because then you know exactly what it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
And you know exactly, you know exactly what to look out
like,
for.
It feels like.
I can smell it. It's in my senses. So it's like, I call shit out because I know.
Oh, yeah. And that's why you receive what you receive, Lex. That's why you receive what you receive.
Exactly. Because I know, because girl.
I've been in it.
I've been in it, girl. Like, and when he found out that I was like kissing, and we never had sex. He just loved me for me.
Yeah. It just wanted you exactly who you
I've never had sex with this boy.
Yeah.
This is my 8th grade year. Never did. Whole year. Never. Like, you know, we used to, you know, he used to finger me and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
You know. You know. Hmm. But to say that, you know, he was in my, he didn't care about that. Like,
nah.
That shit is so beautiful. Girl, do you know how beautiful that is?
You broke your heart, damn
it. I did.
Damn it. We all do.
I broke it.
We all do. Cheated on him.
Yup. He found out I was hanging out with this dude named Don. And he was furious. And I cried because, you know, he broke up with me. And my mom was crying. She loved Denopoli.
Oh.
She did. And I was just crying, going crazy. I was in the bath. That's the first time I ever was in love. I ever felt love. And that shit, girl, like, tore me apart. I felt like somebody was killing me.
Oh, wow. For that young.
For that young, girl.
How do you feel that?
Girl, like, I felt somebody was just, like,
ripping your heart out.
Ripping my heart out. He was like, no. Like, he was like, I'm done with you. I'm not messing with you no more.
Damn.
Boom. Then we try to get back together. It wasn't the same. He ain't look at me the same.
No.
I broke that trust. I broke that bond.
Yeah.
he was like, he wanted to explore. And I had to take it for what it was.
Yeah.
But I was never rude to him. I was never, you know what I mean? Yeah. Through that whole time, that's the only thing I could say I did wrong. But he was afraid to leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I used to, like, you know, say, oh, I'm going to break up. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in the school knew Denopoli Rose was in love with me. That shit was crazy. I'm telling you, girl, like.
You find, like, beautiful love stories, like.
I do.
You have beautiful stories.
I do have some freaking good ass love stories, girl, and I got some terrible ones too. You know what I mean?
That's how you know the good when you can identify the bad.
What? But girl, I done had some shit. And all of you as my friends have seen. You know what I mean? Face value, like.
Yeah.
But like we are beautiful women, Trina, and we are powerful. And once I was whole back then, I knew who I was, even though I was that shy girl, you know what I mean? I didn't talk to people, but they didn't really know who I was. Only a few people did. He was my best friend. That's the only one I really quit.
Yeah.
7:15, Denopoli Rose was right beside me. We about to get that school lunch. He better pull out them $5 because the nigga about to buy me some lunch. Just, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Great, loved you.
He was a Jamaican.
And they get so
Jamaican.
They are real. Like I said,
them Jamaicans. Girl, something about them. It's something about them creatures, girl. I don't know if they was from my tribe. I don't know if he was from my tribe, though. Look,
they be resonating, like, because they don't want to leave you.
They don't.
They don't want to leave.
They be clenching on like this.
They don't be want to leave. All the monsters I dealt with ain't want to leave. Like,
but
scared the hell out of me the whole time.
Girl, like,
scared the damn shit out of me.
I
was so scared.
And his dick was big.
Yeah.
He took my hand like this. The first time I felt that, I jumped. Girl, I said, "Whoo! Thank you." I got the Holy Ghost immediately.
And see, that's what it was. I don't know. Them niggas with them big dicks, they ain't trying to. They ain't trying to go like that. They already know what they got.
They know. You know you bad.
You know you packing. Like, you ain't even gotta put like a little jet rabbit because you just know what you got.
Exactly. You don't. You ain't gotta do that.
You ain't gotta do all that.
All you gotta do is go slow.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, thank you. And I can wiggle and do my thing.
For real.
Shoot, I wanna wiggle. Shoot. You know that how you catch it. All you gotta do is do that wiggle.
Exactly. What the fuck? But nah, that's true though.
We're queens, girl. And yeah. we deserve a man that loves us for us.
Girl,
and not for what we got.
No.
I don't want that superficial last stuff. I don't want it.
That's the thing. Like that's like honestly, that's holding me back from being a successful girl.
Yes.
Like that fear. I was scared to be successful. I was scared to admit that. I was even scared to say that I wanted to be a millionaire, a billionaire. I see myself past that because it's like this taboo around like successful women. Like either you paying for shit or you doing some shit, and it's just like I hate that because I want to be successful and I also want to be in love and I want to have a good relationship. I want to have a king in my life who is just as talented. Who has the same net worth, if not more than me?
Right.
Who know how to get it just like I can? Like, if I got it, why can't you have it? I want a man that's willing to take care of me. I want a king in my life.
Yes, girl, and you're so deserving of all of that.
Like, I feel like it's like it's they always give, especially black women, just us two choices: either we successful and we balling, or we ain't got no damn man. Why can't I both? Or if I got a man, no, three choices. If I got a man, he either no good or ain't got a job.
But we only have a man because we choose not to. It's not because we can't get one.
That's what I'm
saying. They need to get it. Don't get it twisted.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't get it twisted. Black women choose to be by themselves.
A lot of black women choose to be by themselves.
It's not because we can't get a man. Are you crazy?
You couldn't get anybody.
Get out of here with that. Everybody out here wants to be loved.
Yes.
And it's a person for everybody. Period. Yes. So it's not because they don't want one. It's not because, nah, that's bull.
But I'm not going to lie. It is a lot of black women, even in D.C. You going to see. Like I said.
I know. She was kind of talking like she ain't had no man. But see, y'all carried.
She didn't have a man. She said it.
But they carry that I don't have a man energy. Look at your hair. Tighten up the edges, boo.
gonna.
You gotta carry a different suave.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Change that energy. You these women out here ain't got no man. Y'all run shit out here. Y'all run this shit. And you gotta walk like you run it. You gotta walk like, nah, my nigga, like, I'm gonna make you do what I need you to do.
Exactly.
Close that motherfucking pussy. Close it up. Lock that shit up. Put the key. Them niggas will start falling in line.
They don't know how to lock that shit. They don't know what that is.
Like, lock that shit up.
This is the thing.
Show them who you are. Make them in love with the way you talk, the way you smell, these other things. And then you give them that. From them earning your friendship. I don't let people in. Mm-mm. If I know I fuck with you, Trina, we done been out of town, boom, now, boom. You let me in, I let you in. You get what I'm saying? But that's because you earned it.
Yep.
I earned it as well as you earned it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta earn that.
Can you really go out of town with motherfuckers that you really don't let in? Because, see, for me to go out of town with you, you gotta let me in.
Definitely.
Because I'm not finna go be up in your space and you up in my space without somebody letting
me. But we let each other in without speaking about it.
Yeah.
Spirits
talk. Like, you know when you pass a rope with somebody?
Of course.
I knew when the plug let me in, when that nigga told me how he grew one plant, how he was growing them plants in one sentence, let it all out. I said,
girl,
I know.
Let me tell you something. It's just, I don't know, girl. These trees talking to me.
They talk to me all the time.
These trees are really talking to me. But, yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. If every woman out here that was single, that didn't have a man, and we created some sort of bond. Hey, listen. Women, we not giving these niggas no pussy. We putting that shit on motherfucking strike. When I tell you the whole motherfucking Washington will be rich as a bitch. Do you understand? If every woman could come together and say, nah. We ain't gonna do that. We're gonna train these men.
Hey.
And that takes cultural sacrifice. But we ain't on them type of levels yet.
Nah.
We ain't there consciously. We're not there.
We gotta get there as a whole first. Before we can branch off as women. Because we just not even there yet.
These women out here in Africa. These women in Haiti. These women out here. These women with powerful ass.
But they value.
They do, girl.
They're
different.
It's a lot of different African women. Especially here. Like, she's still a virgin. She's not giving herself to anybody.
Yeah.
And she's in her 30s.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
And that's beautiful.
And that is beautiful. Like, she don't think it is. But I'm like, girl, you just ain't been fucking. That's because you ain't been out here.
Girl.
So when you get out here, it's not cute.
No.
It's not pretty.
No, it's not. So, you know.
You but, go around and fuck this whole city.
When you was over there doing gymnastics, what?
Fuck the whole city trying to find good dick or love.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good book.
Okay, for real.
You need to write a book like that.
Hey,
Drina, that'd be a bestseller.
I really can.
Fucking the whole city looking for dick or love.
Looking for good dick or love. Bitch, finding nothing.
Finding nothing.
Finding nothing.
For one, don't look for love. Be whole.
That's what I'm saying.
That's another thing. We have to be whole with who we are, what we have, what's going on, period. Whole.
You kind of really look to yourself.
I know I'm going to have that king. I know I'm going to have those things.
Exactly.
But as of now, I'm content. And I'm really focusing on being content with not being with a motherfucker, not having a motherfucking $1 million in my bank. Not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm content with living, breathing, and just, like, being who I am. Like, I'm tired of, like, having a feeling where I feel like I need something.
Yeah, no.
That shit is pressure.
No. You gotta really let that stuff go.
You do.
You gotta let it go. And you gotta be who you wanna be. Like, you know, and be accepting of yourself and gentle.
Because
and kind and compassionate.
Girl.
Like, you know.
Because I know that, like, I always refer back to growing up and when I was younger because that was in those stages where you didn't have any trauma.
Yeah,
and
you,
that was the purest form. So, when I was in those purest forms, I didn't have any attachments.
Yeah.
I didn't have any needs.
We didn't care.
I ain't had no money.
We didn't care.
I ain't had no job. I was cool. I was good. I was happy with everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know some things was going on within me and my family, but...
You were good.
I was good, and I have to get back to that feeling.
I'm getting back to it now. I feel like I'm getting back to it. feel like you have to really keep your mind in a certain place, because, and just like a healthy mind state, because things will really try to affect you. But keep yourself in a healthy state of mind, because the thing about it is that negativity affects the mind first. Yeah. It affects the mind first, you know, and if you start affecting the mind, you start affecting your outcomes.
Yeah.
So you letting feelings, emotions, negative energy come in and affect the way you're manifesting.
Yeah.
Your own life, the way that you view yourself, blocking your own blessings,
yeah.
blocking clarity, which can lead to, you know, more money, more anything that you want.
Exactly.
So yeah, stay positive. You have to really stay positive.